And coming up next on the stream of Free Radio at freakradio.org, or possibly on your archives at the Huff Santa Cruz website, it's the Bathrop Spears Broadside Show, which unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately, who knows, it depends on what you like, we're doing a flashback to August 16th, 2007. I actually got a lot of stuff to do, but unfortunately am a bit under the weather, and I don't think I can make the deadline to do it. And I do try to make sure that I get these shows out on time, even though we're not on the radio, and often we get screwed up on the net these days. But there's always the chance that we'll get back on, and I kind of like to be prompt if I can. It's an old habit. So, listen in if you'd like. The August 16, 2007 show features Amanda and John Barnett, who are kind of with me as co-hosts and guests. They are part of the City Hall Sleep Protesters from the Homies for the Homeless protest. Went on for a week at City Hall in August of 2007 after 6 weeks of preparation in front of the Bookshop Coonerty, or the Bookshop Santa Cruz, as it's knows itself, or as it's more generally known. Coonerty at that time was vice mayor and refusing to implement the Jones decision protecting homeless people, which would essentially say that you cannot arrest people for sleeping if you have no legal place for them to go. Kind of the Martin versus Boise of its day 14 years ago. And this concerned folks who actually not just signed up to oppose the law, signed up to seek to get a lawsuit going, which we never got going, even though we had attorneys who were online who were working on it. We had the National Law Center for Homelessness and Poverty withdrew at the last moment, and we also had difficulties because the pro bono attorneys were, though they were pro bono and they were doing a lot of work, and they have done a lot of work over the years, David Beauvais and Kate Wells, activists like myself and others finally decided that they simply had too much else to focus on or other priorities in their lives. So the lawsuit never got filed, although we got plenty of declarations. And I have to remember that when I level criticisms against the Santa Cruz Homeless Union and Alicia Cool, who's racked up a lot of declarations along with Keith McHenry, but I've been criticizing them for not actually turning them into an injunction to protect not just homeless people in the benchlands, who aren't protected now since the injunction expired, but the entire city, as other cities are protected by lawsuits, Novato, Chico, Petaluma, even, I think. And so even the best laid of plans go astray. But if you got them declarations, I say use them. But in any case, this is a 2-hour-long show, and it features a number of callers who are most of them homeless. Andrea, Crow, Damone, a couple have houses or live in houses. Of course, the irrepressible Madison, Shane. And I would find this interesting anyway. I don't know if you will. I hope you do, listeners out there. And I'm hoping that on Sunday, in a few days, I will have sufficient energy and good health to be able to put together a more contemporary show. Maybe you'll join me for that. We're going to skip the usual songs of social significance intro, because there's another intro for this particular show back in 2007, and this is what you're going to get. So enjoy it if you can, and learn from it if you wish.